Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldar and Tirmas Zechus Menachos Daf Pei Vav, the ninth parak Kol Karbonos Hatzibur. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states that there are three olive harvests a year, and there are three grades of oil in each harvest. For the first harvest, Megagor Barosh HaZayis, he picks olives at the top of the olive tree. The Gemara amends this to Megagolo, he leaves it to ripen, which has the most sun exposure, then pounds the olives in a mortar and puts them into a basket through which the oil drips into a container. Rav Yehuda says the olives are placed in the sides of the basket. This is the first oil of this harvest. He then presses the olives with the beam, and according to Rav Yehuda, with stones, producing the second oil. The olives are ground and then pressed again, yielding the third oil. The first of this group is fit for the menorah, and the others are fit for menachos. The second harvest is Barosh HaGag, at the rooftops, which ripens second, and its three grades of oil parallel those of the first harvest. The third harvest, taken from beneath the roofs, does not ripen on its own, is packed in a vat until the olives boil and soften, after which they are dried on the roof, and the same three grades are produced. Even in this harvest, the first grade is fit for the menorah. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Af kol menachos ha'yibedin sheyitanu shemen zayis zach. All the menachos as well, logically, should have required pure olive oil. The first oil is mentioned before. If the menorah, which is not fit for consumption, requires shemen zayis zach, then the menachos, which are for consumption by the mizbeach, certainly should require shemen zayis zach. Therefore, the Torah wrote that the oil should be zach kasis l'maor, pure, pounded for illumination, implying ein zach kasis l'menachos. There's no necessity to have pure oil from olives pounded for menachos. A braisa defines zach as naki, clear. Rav Yehuda defines kasis as katush, pounded in a mortar and not grounded beforehand. This oil from crushed olives is also valid for menachos because kasis is also written regarding a mincha. Rather, the Torah wrote l'maor in order to teach that oil from pounded olives is not required for menachos mifnei achisachon for the purpose of sparing Jews the kas. As Rabbi Elazar explained, a Torah chasa al mamono shel Yisrael. The Torah is concerned for Yisrael's money. And point number three, Moshe was told to command Bnei Yisrael to take pure olive oil elecho for you. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani explained that Akash Baruch Hu was saying elecho v'lo li, the menorah's light is for you and not for me. Lo la'ora nitzarech, I Hashem do not need its light. The Shulchan was on the north side of the Heichal, and the menorah was on the south side, with the Mizbeach HaZahav between them, whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo la'achil anitzarech, v'lo la'or anitzarech. I do not need the Shulchan's food, and I don't need the menorah's light. The windows in the base of Mikdash were shkufim atumim, wide and narrow, and Abraisa explains that they are wide on the outside and narrow on the inside, the opposite of standard windows, because Hashem does not require outside light. Rather, the light of the base of Mikdash goes out and illuminates the world. The phrase parochas ha'edus, the curtain of testimony in the Mishkan, is darshan to mean edus hi l'kol bayi olam she'shchina shor b'Yisrael. The menorah is a testimony to everyone in the world that the Shechina resides in Yisrael. And this refers to the Ner Ma'aravi, which miraculously outlasted the other lamps and sometimes burned an entire day. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states that there are three olive harvests a year, and there are three grades of oil in each harvest. For the first harvest, Megagor Barosh HaZayis, he picks olives at the top of the olive tree. The Gemara amends this to Megagolo, he leaves it to ripen, which has the most sun exposure, then pounds the olives in a mortar and puts them into a basket through which the oil drips into a container. Rav Yehuda says the olives are placed in the sides of the basket. This is the first oil of this harvest. He then presses the olives with the beam, and according to Rav Yehuda, with stones, producing the second oil. The olives are ground and then pressed again, yielding the third oil. The first of this group is fit for the menorah, and the others are fit for menachos. The second harvest is Barosh HaGag, at the rooftops, which ripens second, and its three grades of oil parallel those of the first harvest. The third harvest, taken from beneath the roofs, does not ripen on its own, is packed in a vat until the olives boil and soften, after which they are dried on the roof, and the same three grades are produced. Even in this harvest, the first grade is fit for the menorah. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Af kol menachos ha'yibedin sheyitanu shemen zayis zach. All the menachos as well, logically, should have required pure olive oil. The first oil is mentioned before. If the menorah, which is not fit for consumption, requires shemen zayis zach, then the menachos, which are for consumption by the mizbeach, certainly should require shemen zayis zach. Therefore, the Torah wrote that the oil should be zach kasis l'maor, pure, pounded for illumination, implying ein zach kasis l'menachos. There's no necessity to have pure oil from olives pounded for menachos. A braisa defines zach as naki, clear. Rav Yehuda defines kasiz as katush, pounded in a mortar and not grounded beforehand. This oil from crushed olives is also valid for menachos because kasiz is also written regarding a mincha. Rather, the Torah wrote l'maor in order to teach that oil from pounded olives is not required for menachos mifnei achisachon for the purpose of sparing Jews the kas. As Rabbi Elazar explained, a Torah chasa on mamono shel Yisrael. The Torah is concerned for Yisrael's money. And point number three, Moshe was told to command Bnei Israel to take pure olive oil, elecho, for you. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, elecho v'lo li, the menorah's light is for you and not for me. Lo la'ora nitzarech, I Hashem do not need its light. The Shulchan was on the north side of the Heichal, and the menorah was on the south side, with the Mizbeach HaZahav between them, whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo la'achil nitzarech v'lo la'ora nitzarech, I do not need the Shulchan's food, and I don't need the menorah's light. The windows in the base of Mikdash were shkufim atumim, wide and narrow, and Abraisa explains that they are wide on the outside and narrow on the inside, the opposite of standard windows, because Hashem does not require outside light. Rather, the light of the base of Mikdash goes out and illuminates the world. The phrase parochas ha'edos, the curtain of testimony in the Mishkan, is darshaned to mean edos hi l'kol bayi olam she'ashchina shor b'Yisrael. The menorah is a testimony to everyone in the world that the Shechina resides in Yisrael. And this refers to the Ner Ma'aravi, which miraculously outlasted the other lamps and sometimes burned an entire day. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Vav, and our standard Siman is police. Police, so here goes. There was a heavy police presence guarding the olive trees, where workers were harvesting the olives for oil, in three stages. The second sent to be pressed with beans for menachos, because the Torah chasa al mamono shel Yisrael. While the first was for the menorah, whose light was an edus, that the Shechina is shore b'Yisrael. Once again, slow motion. There was a heavy police presence. Police? That must mean we're on Daf Pei Vav. There was a heavy police presence guarding the olive trees where workers were harvesting the olives for oil in three stages, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the three stages of the oil harvest and the three grades of oil in each. So there was a heavy police presence guarding the olive trees where workers were harvesting the olives for oil in three stages. The second sent to be pressed with a beam for menachos because HaTorah chasa al mamonon Shei Yisrael, which reminds us, menachos do not require Shemen Zai Zoch, because HaTorah Chasam Amonon Shei Yisrael, the Torah is concerned for Klal Yisrael's money. So there was a heavy police presence guarding the olive trees where workers were harvesting the olives for oil in three stages. The second sent to be pressed with a beam for menachos because HaTorah Chasam Amonon Shei Yisrael, while the first was for the menorah whose light was in Edus, that the Shechina is Shora B'Yisrael, which reminds us, the phrase parochas ha'edos, the curtain of testimony in the Mishkan, is darshaned to mean edos hi l'kol bayi olam she'ashchina shor b'Yisrael. The menorah is a testimony to everyone in the world that the Shechina resides in Yisrael. This refers to the Ner Ma'aravi, which miraculously outlasted the other lamps and sometimes burned an entire day. So once again, there was a heavy police presence guarding the olive trees where workers were harvesting the olives for oil in three stages. The second sent to be pressed with a beam for menachos because HaTorah chasam amonon she'Yisrael, while the first was for the menorah whose light was in Edus that the Shechina is shora b'Yisrael. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.